Well, you found me, didn't you? What do you think? Not too bad of a camouflage job, right? Hey, we're going to talk about camouflage in this episode and how it's very important when it comes to turkey hunting. Now, when you're, you know, out of all the species that I hunt, and I haven't got to hunt all of them, not yet, turkey is probably one of the craftiest critters to go after because they are super smart. And you know, when it comes to camouflage, it's probably a species that where it's probably one of the most important tools that you have, camouflage, when it comes to turkey hunting. Because when you're hunting other species like deer, it's more about movement, it's more about scent. Camouflage is very important, but that's what you need to be careful of. Now, when you're going to hunt other species, obviously rabbit or quail or something like that, you're doing a lot of walking, you can talk, camouflage is not important. You probably want to wear orange so others can spot you when you're out there walking around and you're shooting at birds flying by. But when it comes to turkey hunting, I tell you, I have been busted by old gobblers more times than I can count. And most of the time, it's because one, I may have moved, a little movement or something, and they've seen me. Or number two, I just kind of looked out of place. And so when a turkey gets nervous, if he sees something that looks a little out of place, he's gone. He's not going to stick around. So when it comes to camouflage, here are some important things you need to think about when it comes to turkey season. One, kind of know the habitat that you're going to be in, all right? So out here on this property, there's a lot of cedars. We've gotten really warm already this spring, and so there's a lot of green up. So there's a lot of color out here, but there is still a lot of dull color. So I'm going to pick a pattern that's got some green in it, it's got some flash maybe, but it's also got a lot of dull colors in with it as well. Because like where I'm at, I'm going to a little bit of an extreme here as far as getting in this brush pile, but I'm gonna tell you something, it's pretty comfortable. And I'm liable to be right here at some time in the upcoming weeks because out here in front of me, there's a hay field and there's some food plots and all, and so turkeys use this area a lot. And here's the thing, if you're a turkey hunter, or if you're not, I'm about to educate you here a little bit. Just because you hear a turkey gobble on the roost that morning doesn't mean that you're gonna bag that bird. So you may be out and you may be walking all day long because I've killed turkeys right off the roost. I've killed turkeys at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I've killed turkeys at, you know, right before dark. So turkey hunting is a lot about walking and it's a lot about setting up. And so like in the middle of the day when they've kind of stopped gobbling and you haven't heard any in a while, you know, you may just set up in a spot and you want to be in a spot that you're comfortable. And this is pretty comfortable. And so I may get in a brush pile like this, and the reason why is because I'm going to have to move. If I'm going to sit here 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to have to do some moving around. And I can't tell you how many times I've looked over there and all of a sudden there was a turkey. So I want to be in some brush to where I can kind of move around, eat me a snack, do whatever, you know. And there may be times that I may walk a little bit and I want to set at the base of a tree. Now, when you set at the base of a tree, when you're turkey hunting, make sure to pick a tree that's wider than your silhouette. I mean, if you sit down beside a tree and lean against it that's as big as like a volleyball or a basketball and you're a lot wider than that, that old turkey's going to sometimes pick you out because he's going to look at that and go, that don't look quite right. And so you want to make sure and pick a, you know, something that's bigger than your silhouette. Now, a lot of times, I can't tell you how many times I've been walking through the woods, stop, make a call, and all of a sudden a turkey would hammer and he would gobble and he'd just be right there and I'd just have to jump down on the ground. And so a lot of times, you know, that's in the case. But if it's not, you want to pick a pattern that's kind of matching your surroundings and it kind of blends in. And so with me, you know, anything I buy, I keep forever. And so I've got lots of different patterns of camouflage, and I'll use them throughout the year in different hunting scenarios. And I may change, you know, patterns of camouflage. Like if I hunt this farm and I may go somewhere else and hunt, you know, and it's a little bit different of a habitat, I may change a little bit, you know, with my camouflage. So, you know, there you go. Lots of things to think about. When you're out there turkey hunting, you know, watch your movement. Be sure, let me mention this, turkey hunting is a sport that is, I mean, it's great, but here's the deal. You know, make sure what your target is and beyond. There's a lot of turkey hunters, I don't do it, but they'll hit a gobble call out there and trying to get a gobbler to sound off. And so, you know, just make sure that, you know, whatever your target is out there, you're aware of, you know that it's a turkey before you pull your gun up and you know that it's a turkey and it's not someone out there, you know, making turkey sounds and they're in some brush or something. So be very careful, safety first, And hey, good luck to everyone who goes out there and goes turkey hunting this year. I hope you're out here in the woods with me. I plan on doing a lot of it, and hopefully I'll bag me a turkey before this season's over with. You know, when I think about camouflage and how it applies to our daily lives, you know, it's kind of a tough subject to think about, and it's kind of tough to admit to ourselves sometimes. But sometimes we can find ourselves camouflaging certain sins in our life. You know, we might not think they really don't affect others, or we might not even consider them to be big sins. But sin is sin, isn't it? It's all disobedience towards God. And see, that's the thing. As much as we try to hide it, cover it up, or camouflage it, God already knows about it. But the beautiful, amazing thing is that He still loves us, and He wants to help us overcome those sins. And in 1 John 3:20, it says, "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things." And in Jeremiah 23 and 24, it says, "Can any hide himself in secret places that I cannot see him, saith the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" You know, as much as we try, those sins are never hidden from the eyes of God. Even the ones that we feel are little or insignificant. But you know what? To God, they're a big deal. In fact, they create division in our relationship with God. You know, just like it might in your marriage or your family. And the only way to restore that relationship is to confess those sins and repent. Confession opens up communication and bringing that sin to light, and the Lord gives us the power, though, at that time to overcome it if we earnestly ask Him. Repentance is what? It's an act of turning away from our sin and turning towards God. He's ready and willing to help us. Let's take those right steps to deal with our sins, and with the Lord's help, we can conquer them today. Hey, let's make sure our camouflage is to where it's supposed to be, like out here in the woods trying to get us that big old turkey. Are you interested in learning more about what it means to follow Christ every day? Hey, go to follow.lifeword.org. And if you want to check out more videos like these, follow us on social media sites like Facebook and Instagram. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.
We're tingling.
Okay, come on. I'll pull you out. Hold on to my arms.
All right, pull.
I can't.
Pull me out.
I'm going to rip your coat, I think. Here. Here, let me have his other arm.
My legs aren't working.
Okay, one.
Put you back into it, honey. Put you back into it. Wait, I think I can move
okay,
this
here,
one
give
now.
Give me his arm. Give me his arm.
There's a tick on me. Forget the ticks. Get me out of here. I hope there's not a snake in this. I hope there's not a snake in this brush pile.
I can't okay. Pull you. You're going to have to just get out of there.
Oh, they're tingling now. Okay. Whew. Wow. That had to be a world record as far as sitting in one spot for, I mean, totally not moving for an hour. Turkey hunt is not this painful.